Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Something that I know you and I are both pretty passionate about. I would say in the last, 16 to 20 hours or so, what I have found the most interesting in sports is actually the college football playoff rankings, which of course came out after our show yesterday, and the discussion around that. Unfortunately, none of the local schools are involved in said discussion, but yeah. I still think we can all relate to it a little bit, and it's all something that we've been keeping an eye on and will when it comes to national championship picture and the expanded college football playoff. So for those that don't know, the playoff rankings were announced last night. Not the final ones. That'll be on Sunday after the conference championship games, but essentially this is almost wrapped up. Because that was something that was confirmed by the College Football Playoff Committee chair yesterday, that there was nothing a team like Miami can do to jump ahead of Alabama because the Hurricanes do not have any additional games on the schedule. No extra, as they love to say, data point when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. So right now, the seeding, the way it works, you have the top-ranked champions of their conferences that get the bye, right? And mm-hmm. So it's not saying that Boise State, for example, is the fourth best team in the country. They're the four seed because right Correct. Now, if they win their conference championship game on Friday night, they would be the highest group of five champ, and therefore they would also
and yes, the group of five champ gets in.
They do.
The highest ranked one does
so
get in.
Right now, the byes are Oregon, Texas, SMU, and Boise State. As the four seeds, the top four seeds. Then you have Penn State as a five, would right now play 12 seed Arizona State, who still has to win the Big 12 championship this weekend against Iowa mm-hmm. State. On the other side, you have six seed Notre Dame, who would host 11 seed Alabama.
Love
Georgia,
it.
The seven seed, would host 10 seed Indiana. And then in Columbus, Ohio, remember Ohio State, they're locked in because they're not playing the conference title game, and there's nothing anybody can do to really leapfrog them much, mm-hmm. right? Ohio State would host 9-seed Tennessee. That's the current playoff, and not a whole lot is going to change. Really, the only thing that can change is what's going on with SMU. SMU and Clemson. That's the one, in the ACC title game, that's the one thing that can kind of change everything up. But everybody was bummed out, I guess, upset, shocked, when they saw Alabama, who has three losses, currently slated as the 11th seed, and the committee chair already said, hey, all these other teams, Ole Miss, Miami, etc., none of them can do anything to surpass
That's
them.
Correct.
Alabama is locked in, essentially. I know if SMU loses, there's some noise.
It's
but do
between
we,
those two.
But do we think, be honest, do we think that the committee's going to take out Alabama? I don't think so.
I was talking to our guy Jay Binkley last night about that, and he said, I think SMU should be in. I said, I do too, but are they going to do it, Bink?
And that's what we have to remember. Ultimately, like, with these college football playoff rankings, it is all about eyeballs, and the committee wants to feature, in their mind, the best matchups, the biggest brands. I'm not saying it's fair, it's right, but we've seen this time and time again. Whether it's expanded playoffs now or when it was only four, they're going to do everything possible to get the biggest brand names on television. And I'll be honest, Alabama going to South Bend in December, playing Notre Dame.
I like the concept of
that's, it. You're telling me that the casual observer is not interested in that versus the equivalent, which would be what? Miami going to Notre Dame? That's not as exciting even for me. I'll be honest. I'm not telling you it's right. I'm just saying I get it. And we should not be stunned that Alabama, they could expand the playoff to 20 and Alabama could be 21 and they would find, and Alabama got four losses and they'd find a way to get Alabama in. They're not, Alabama is basically, can never be eliminated apparently from the college football playoff.
So I think it's really interesting when you look at the resumes, and I know that, forget, like the Alabama's the bigger brand, but if you look at the resumes of the schools that are in the discussion, being Miami, being Alabama, being Ole Miss, and being South Carolina. I don't think Alabama or Miami are as good as South Carolina or Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss should be the team that's actually in the 11 spot instead of Alabama, because Ole Miss, yes, they have the same amount of losses, but they did not get beat as badly as Oklahoma beat Alabama, also Ole Miss beat Oklahoma. So if you're looking at like that comparison's sake, Ole Miss might have a better resume. What's interesting, I think, to me as well in this, and I don't, again, they might not be able to do anything. South Carolina just beat Clemson in Clemson on the road in that rivalry game. If Clemson beats SMU, then all of a sudden, if you're South Carolina, not only do you have the win over Texas A&M, where you throttled A&M, not only do you have the win over some of these other schools, you have the win over Clemson, who won the ACC. So is that actually, that technically enhances South Carolina's resume. But to your point, for the committee, I think the committee were too honest, because I don't think they could sit up there and basically say these guys can't do anything else. Because now it sets a bad precedent of...
I know.
I think it sets a really sketchy precedent going forward of... Basically, we have everything locked in now. So if let's say...
One spot is really all we're talking about.
Correct.
Now.
Somebody from the text line brings this up. If Texas beats Georgia, then should Georgia be out? They won't be because...
They'll be in, though.
Because what the committee said, unless the committee is lying to you, Georgia's in regardless of what happens in that game. If Georgia's out, this is where I don't think they can say anything, because if Texas beats Georgia, let's say Texas wins by 15... Like how Georgia beat them. Let's say it's flipped.
Okay.
Texas beats Georgia by 15 points. They'll have lost to Ole Miss by 18 and to Texas by 15. I don't think that's enough to get you in, but the committee already made their bed. So I think that's where it's very sketchy the way that they've gone about their business, because it's different for everybody.
Well,
there's no set criteria, which is my biggest problem, because Alabama getting in, fine. If the criteria meets it, then it's fine, but it's different for every single individual team, where South Carolina had a hell of a win and they moved up one spot, and Alabama lost to Oklahoma, and they're still like, I don't, for them to claim ranked wins matter and all of this stuff, but for South Carolina to win a game on the road against a team that was higher ranked than them, by the way, I don't. They have their priorities messed up with certain teams, in my opinion.
But what we've learned long ago, BCS was one thing. Now we've been in the college football playoff era for quite some time, and now we're seeing expanded playoff. No matter what, the committee can say anything. They're always going to have the ability, and they've shown they're willing to use it, to pick a team and come up with some, you're dealing with humans on a committee, come up with some reason that we may disagree. Like, they're always going to get the matchup they want. And if it means one year they considered it this way, like next year, just because they're telling us this year this matters and that doesn't matter, or this matters and that doesn't matter, doesn't mean next year they're using the same thing. We've learned that throughout this entire process. They'll come up with any reasoning to fit what they need to have fit for that particular year. Because, if we're just looking at it, Bama gets in over Miami, and Miami went 1-2 in their last three games, is what they're saying, by an average of 4.5 points to a ranked Syracuse team and a Georgia Tech team that we all know went to 8 overtimes against Georgia. Bama goes 2-1 to a 5-7 Auburn team. They got beat up by Oklahoma, and then they beat an FCS school in Mercer. So basically they're saying, like, hey, just you should also make sure you schedule a cupcake in FCS school late in the year, too. That's going to help you out. But next year, if it's another team that does that, they'll use that against them. That's the problem, is there every year they will just change it to however they need to do to make sure an SEC school gets in, which is why I think the Big 12 screwed up on one thing, Drew. There was the reports, a year ago, maybe in this past offseason?
Yes, it was.
They had the ability to potentially agree to a guarantee auto bid, where they didn't like it because the SEC and Big 10 would have been guaranteed 3 auto bids, correct, if I'm not mistaken? And the Big 12 would only been guaranteed 2. And the Big 12 did not like that. Here they are. They're only going to get 1. And there's no way anybody else from the Big 12 can leapfrog any of these teams, is what the committee basically said last night. So it's a mess. But I think this is not something that should surprise anybody whatsoever, that this is the system that we have.
Somebody said position 8 through 12 should be by fan vote. We can make a better decision than the committee. Correct. So the thing that makes it interesting is, to me, I think actually this weekend, this is why the committee really, 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 really messed up by being too honest and by saying how they really, for them to admit what they admitted, because this weekend there could be some craziness that goes on that actually improves South Carolina's resume and then Ole Miss as well.
It doesn't matter.
Somebody goes, what if Georgia beats Texas again? What does that do for Ole Miss? It makes Ole Miss's case better. They beat Georgia by 18 points. They'll have been the SEC champ by 18 points, but it doesn't mean anything, which again, it should mean something, because that's what is crazy to me, is that Alabama is such a bigger brand than Ole Miss, but they're both in the same conference. So I think it's very interesting when we talk about this isn't even SEC bias in this conversation, because in that conversation, it's Miami, big brand, blue blood, old blue blood, probably not anymore. But South Carolina, SEC, Ole Miss SEC, Alabama SEC. So if we're talking about the eye test and watching teams play, I don't think Miami's as good as any of those teams because they have to score 35 points a game. Otherwise, they're losing the game. And they've also lost three times. Or, you know, they've lost enough where it's a problem.
This was overall, I like the expansion of the playoff, but one of the downsides was that conference title game weekend is going to mean less and less. And we're seeing that firsthand. It's going to have the impact on one spot. If SMU wins, they'll stay in. If they lose to Clemson, I think they'll be out and they'll choose Alabama instead. But it means that game, that's the only game really that means a whole lot. In the group of five standings, it means something only because there's one spot for a group of five where, you know, UNLV and Boise State, the winner of that.
Friday night.
The other thing I saw people were complaining about was just the way the seeding works, which is how we do playoffs in every single sport in this country for the most part, which is they're like, well, Boise State's not the fourth ranked team in the country, but they're getting the four seed. Yeah, that's no different than how we do in the NFL playoffs. How many times have we seen an NFC West team or an NFC South team have 9 wins and they get to host a playoff game against a 12-win wildcard team? It happens. We all are like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But this is not unique to college football. It happens in baseball, where a wildcard team has a better record sometimes, not always, sometimes, than a divisional team, and they get home field advantage over the quote-unquote better team. That's no different. If everybody wanted to avoid that, well, then we shouldn't have allowed automatic qualifiers. Then that's something that needs to be tweaked.
Correct.
But overall, my thing, despite the issues, and some of them are valid, I told you when they expanded, and this applies for a future college basketball tournament expansion, this applies to if they ever get to more expansion in baseball, if they expand this 12-team playoff in college football, if they go to 14 or 16 eventually, when your team 13 or 14 and they already expanded it, I'll be honest, it's a little bit of cry me a river. Your case, you didn't do enough to win. If they had 20 teams, the 21st and 22nd team, everybody would say, they're more deserving. If we had 50 teams, the 51st and 52nd team would be kind of bitching and moaning out there about not getting in. So I feel way less upset and bad for team 12 or 13 and 14 than I did for team 5 and 6 when we only had 4 of these spots. Like, you didn't do enough. Like, yes, you can say Ole Miss has a better resume than Alabama. That's a fair debate. But my point is, like, Ole Miss, you didn't do enough. You lost the Jackson Dart a couple weeks ago, threw 3 picks and looked terrible. You lost a game. It happens. You didn't do enough to ensure you got in.
Yeah, I just think that, I mean, the same thing can be, because I think to your point, the same thing would be said if Alabama was out. It'd be the exact same opinion from your standpoint. I do think it just there, you know, the big conferences that wanted expansion were the SEC and the Big Ten, because they knew that this was in all likelihood going to happen. Now, I think everybody, if Alabama does get in, is going to be rooting like crazy, believe it or not, for Notre Dame, at least in this standpoint, which would be crazy to think about. The idea, though, of the college football playoff and the way that it was, I get that people are complaining about seeding, but the way that it was set up, I don't know why there can be any complaining. The rules are very straightforward, and the highest-ranked conference champions, the four, are going to get the byes, and in some situations, you might not. I'll still make this case. I heard somebody else make it. I can't remember who it was. You'd almost rather have a bye, or you'd almost rather not have a bye. You'd rather host a game at home. Because this is the thing.
I think it depends on the school you are. I think it depends on the school you are. Like, if you're a Boise State, to have a college football playoff game on the blue turf, that would be an all-time moment for that program.
They wouldn't host, though.
I'm saying if they didn't.
But yes.
You're in this scenario, though. Yeah. Like, for them, hosting a game would mean more than Alabama hosting a game on their campus as well, is all I'm saying. In general, the path to win a national championship, obviously, you play one less game, you got a better chance.
Sure. I think that, for me, the thing is, Ohio State, because they lost to Michigan, their path is a lot tougher now to make it to where they need to. But them hosting a game, they get a de facto bye week this week, actually. So you don't really lose out on a bye week. Like, you get one, and you get to host a game at home. It almost is worth it.
Still got to play more games, though, in the playoff to get there.
Sure.
Like, if you're one of the top four seeds, you're two games away from going to a national title game versus three, right?
But you avoid playing in the conference title game. Like, it's an extra game to get there, but it's not like you're not playing more games than the other team that's in a conference title game.